I'm still loving the Olympics and the effect they've had on us, particularly the joyful celebration of medals, of effort, of personal goals achieved, and the thanks from the athletes to their coaches, their families and the supporters. All of them mention the hard work and effort that goes into winning. In fact, of course, anything worth achieving demands effort, and there have been lots of long looks at football and questions asked. Where's that same ethos in football? So we approached the new season with a bit of a question mark. And it kicked off on Tuesday night with a cup match against League One Bournemouth. It started in the same old way, with lots of loud-mouthed objecting to the ref's decisions. But then something happened. The game flowed. The teams competed. And the players got into doing what they're supposed to do, which is play the best football they can and stop whinging. Even the crowd improved. There was a half-hearted attempt at singing "We Hate Swindon" that pleasantly quickly disappeared into cheers for great attacking play from Alfie Potter and Adam Chapman. The new boys wore their new shirts with pride, they played well, and so after 2 hours goalless, but gripping goalless, it came down to penalties. And what's this? 5 penalties scored, 1 crucial save made. Oxford did what England can't do, scored all their penalties and went through. It's my feeling that this will come to define our season. And if it does, it's no bad thing. Hard work, self-belief, respect for the opposition, for officials, and scoring penalties. Our last penalty shootout at the Kesam was against Exeter 6 years ago, and it ended, of course, in heartbreak. I won't be surprised if this season it doesn't come down to a penalty shootout too. And if this match is anything to go by, it'll be a benchmark that says we can achieve. And there's still the Paralympics to come to remind us that adversity is not to be complained about, but used as a challenge to make the most of what you've got.